This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other media outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy. It's a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about early voting.
Currently, Washington County has 8 early vote sites, and they're located across the county. Of course, Washington County Courthouse is our biggest voter turnout for early vote, with almost 15,000 voters coming through the courthouse during that 2-week time period. And you can find all the information on the different early vote sites on our website, which is the www.votewashco.com, with the hours and the dates and time. But typically, the hours are Monday through Friday from 8 until 6, and then some of the locations are open on Saturday from 10 until 4. And then the Monday before the election, the only location that's open is the county courthouse. But early voting has become so popular and important for Washington County. In 2016, we had over 60% of our votes cast early. And in 2018, we had over 50% of our votes cast early. And we are encouraging everyone to vote early because the voting equipment that we received is not enough for us to process 80,000 voters on election day. And so in order to do that, I'd have to have 800 pieces of equipment to process that amount of voters. And the lines, I can't even imagine how long the lines would be. So if we always want to encourage everyone to vote early, it's easy, it's convenient, it's fast. And that's one less thing you have to think about on election day when maybe something else comes up. You know, your car breaks down, your kid's sick, there's a reason you can't get to the polls on election day and you didn't get that opportunity to vote. So we absolutely encourage everyone to take that opportunity 2 weeks before a primary or a general election, typically Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 or 8 to 6, and then on Saturday from 10 until 4. But definitely we want everyone to take advantage of early voting. We would love to see over 60% of the votes cast early. You get it done, you know, and you don't have to wait on election day. The lines are longer on election day. And so early voting definitely is the way to go.
Early voting begins when before an election?
So typically it begins for a primary or general election. It will begin 2 weeks before. So it'll begin the Monday 2 weeks before. So for instance.
Oh, so not the Tuesday?
Not the Tuesday, okay. No. So it'll always be on Monday. However, for the March 3rd election, because the Monday in February 17th is a holiday, We actually won't start early voting until February the 18th.
Okay.
And so that will be clearly posted on our website about that change. And so for the primary, it actually will start on February the 18th. It will run 2 weeks before the election. We do have voting on Monday at the county clerk's office or at the courthouse only. The lines, it's kind of ironic. On that day, however, the lines are longer than what you would face on election day because everybody's wanting to get it in. It's kind of that last minute thing. Mm-hmm. But it actually, even though I say the lines are longer, we actually get you in and out of there in probably about 30 minutes. So it's really quick compared to what might happen on election day. And we're more able to handle like address changes and different things like that in a quicker manner during early vote than we are on election day.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our civics education series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purplefordemocracy.org.